Masechta Zevachim, Daf Samach Hey, 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Dal Amud Bey is at the new Mishnah, and we previously were discussing the dinim of the Chata Sa'if. Certainly, there are many chilukim between the Chata Sa'if and Oila Sa'if. And number one, the Chata Sa'if cannot be brought as an Adava, as it's only brought in a Chet, and it always comes as a pair together with an Oila Sa'if, as we see by the Kabbonis Oila V'yared that's spoken about in Pasha Vayikra, as well as by Yoledis and a Mitzayra, while an Oila Sa'if is brought on a Chet, but it also could be brought as an Adava. Ikka Pasha that discusses the dinam of Eilu Sa'if is in Perak Aleph in Pashas Vayikra, Pasuk Yudalit through Pasuk Yudzayin. Let us read those psukim, and the Pasuk states, V'min Oif O'ilu Karbonoi L'Hashem, V'hikru min Atarim O'imin B'nei Ayoines Karbonoi. The next Pasuk continues, V'kriva Akoyin Al Mizbech, U'molakus Roisha V'hikta Mizbecha, V'nimtza Domoi Al Kira Mizbech. And the next Pasuk states, V'hisis Murasa B'nei Tzasa, V'hishlach Oisa Eitzal Mizbech, Kedma Al Mekoyim Adashen. And finally, Pasuk Yudzayin states, V'shisa Oisa B'chtaf of Lo Yavdil, V'hikta Oisa Akoyin Al Mizbech. The Ikka Pasha that discusses the Chatas Ha'if is in Perak Hay in Pashas Vayikra, Psukim Zayin through Pasuk Tes, and the Pasuk states, V'moisa Gir Yodi Deser, the Havias Hashem, Ashachotah, Shtay Serim, Oishnei Bnei Yoyna Lashem, and specifically tells us that you'll bring two Terim or two Bnei Yoyna, and Echad Chatas Ve'echad Oyla. The Pasuk then discusses the Chatas Ha'if, as the Pasuk states, V'havias Malakayim, V'ikravis Hashel Chatas Rishayna, U'molakas Rishayim, Mul Orpoy V'loya. And even though B'negei Oila Sa'if, the Pasuk doesn't state Mimul Arpai, and it also doesn't state V'lo Yavdil, the Pasuk B'negei Achata Sa'if states U'molakas Roisha Mimul Arpai V'lo Yavdil. And finally, B'negei Achata Sa'if, the Pasuk states V'hizu Midam Achata Sal Kir Mizbeach V'neshar Badam Yimotzel Yisrael Mizbeach Chatas Hu. And as we'll see, that the procedure B'negei Adam of the Chata Sa'if is different than Oila Sa'if, as when they brought a Chata Sa'if, so the Kohen would do Azar and would spray from the blood directly from the bird onto the Mizbeach. And as we learned, this is referring to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and Lamata B'chot HaSikra, and then he would take the bird, and he would squeeze it against the Mizbeach, and therefore the rest of the dam drip down onto the side, and this is called Mitzoy, as we will see that a Zoros HaDam doesn't apply to an Eilu Sa'if, and as the Pasuk stated, V'nimsa Domoi Al Kir Mizbeach, and the Pasuk doesn't mention anything about a Zoros HaDam. Let us also keep in mind that we previously stated that the Malika of Chata Sa'if was done while the Kohen was on the ground. Lefi Rashi, he was only allowed to sever one of the Simonim and not both of the Simonim, and as the Pasuk B'negei Chata Sa'if stated, U'molakas Roisha Mimul Arpoi V'lo Yavdil. Now our Mishnah teaches us Eilu Sa'if Kesanasis, that was the procedure when bringing Eilu Sa'if, and as we know that the Eilu was done L'mayla Mechot HaSikra, and therefore the Mishnah tells us Ol L'kevesh Upon L'Saviv, that the Kohen would walk up the ramp of the Mizbeach and he would turn towards his right and walk onto the smaller ramp which would lead to the Saviv, B'loy L'Karen Dremis Mizrachis, and he would then be on the Saviv and be next to the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, and I am Melikas Reisha Mimul Arpo Mabdil. Even though the Torah doesn't mention the word Mimul Arpo Ibnigeh and Oila, and it only mentions it Ibnigeh Achata Sa'if, however, as we will learn, that the same thing applies to an Oila Sa'if, and the Kohen would do Malik on the Oila Sa'if in the back of its neck. And although Ibnigeh Achata Sa'if, we already stated that the Pasuk states V'lo Yavdil, and therefore the few Rashi, one would only do Malik on one Simon and not on both Simonim. However, Ibnigeh and Oila Sa'if, the Mishnah teaches us that he would actually do Malik on both Simonim. On him, and not only on one simon. If he Rashi, he didn't have to actually separate the head from the body, but if he did so, that would not be an issue. The Mishnah continues, and as we mentioned, the Mishnah doesn't speak about Hazar, as Hazar was not done by an Eilu Sa'if, and the Mishnah therefore states, Umitzes Dama Kir Mizbeach, that the Kohen would then squeeze the bird against the wall of the Mizbeach, and this way he would squeeze the blood out of the bird. In the Pashas, the Mishnah is talking about squeezing the body of the bird against the wall of the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah now continues, Natal Sereish, Vehikav Basemali Kos. And then the Kohen would only take the head of the Oif and he would turn the opening of its head towards the Mizbeach and he would squeeze it against the Mizbeach in order to drain the blood from the head of the Oif. He would then cover the head of the bird in salt and he would saturate it with salt and he would then throw the head of the bird onto Maracha of the Mizbeach and he would burn the head of the bird. And as Rashi states, and it was always salt on the top of the Mizbeach, and as the Pasuk states in Pasuk as the Gemara in Menachos teaches us that in the Beis Hamikdash there were three places where it was salt. Certainly, in order to place the head on the Maruch of the Mizbeach, the Kohen had to walk onto the actual Mizbeach, and after he did that, so he walked back onto the Seviv and he came back to the body of the bird, and he made a hole in the neck of the bird, and you remove the crop of the bird together with the feathers that were around that area, as well as the intestines, v'shlichon l'beis hadeshen, and then he threw it off the mizbeach onto the beis hadeshen, which was on the right side of the ramp. As Rashi previously pointed out in the Mishnah, that the reason why the kohen initially did the malika of elisa oif on the northeast corner of the mizbeach is because it's the closest area to the beis hadeshen. But certainly, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, that was not ma'akev, as if it was busy on that corner, then he could do the malika on the southwest corner of the mizbeach as well. The Mishnah continues, shisav lehivdol, and then he took the body of the bird and he pulled it open with his fingers along its spine, as the pasuk stated, v'shisa isa b'chnafav, and the pasuk states lo yavdil, he doesn't separate the parts, and there's machlekes rishonim if he would be even alive if he does separate the parts, and the Rambam hold that he would not be even alive. Other rishonim hold that just like b'negeid malika of the chatas oif, where the pasuk states v'lo yavdil, and we know that's an isser, so the same applies b'negeid v'shisa isa b'chnafav lo yavdil, if he separates the two parts he would be even alive. However, as the Mishnah states, v'm hivdil kosher, that certainly all agree that if he is mavdil, he separates the two parts, and certainly the carbon is still kosher. Keep in mind that in a moment we'll see that this entire avodah is not ma'akev, and if one doesn't separate the bird at all, it would still be kosher. And the Mishnah continues, seif kum malach v'zark al gabi ishim, and at this point the kohen would do the same thing that he did with the head of the oif, and he would take the body and cover it with salt, and then he would go onto the mizbeach and throw it onto the maracha and throw it onto the fire. And it's important to keep in mind that aside for the crap and the feathers and the intestines which were thrown onto the beis hadeshen, the rest of the oilus oif was burned, and the kohanim do not have any chilek in the oilus oif. And the opposite is true, but the chatas oif, aside for the dam, which of course is placed on the mizbeach, there is no other part of the chatas oif which is placed on the mizbeach or burnt on the mizbeach, and the kohanim keep the entire chatas oif, and it can be eaten for a day and a night. And now that the Mishnah completed the description of the procedure for the oilus oif, the Mishnah continues to teach us all the dinim. And as the Mishnah continues, lo yhesam rov, lo yhnoitzev es b'nei ma'ayim, lo yhetzim imam, lo yhsofku b'melech, kol shishinim, but ma'acha shemitzes dama k'sheira, even if one did not remove the crop and the feathers and the intestines, and he threw the body of the oif onto the mizbeach, and he burnt it while they were still in the bird, even if he didn't saturate it with salt, and even if he actually didn't put any salt on the bird at all, it would still be kosher. The klal is that the only things that would be ma'akev are only those things that are done prior to mitzvah adam. However, anything that is done after mitzvah adam would not be ma'akev. And the Mishnah continues, hivdu b'chatas v'lei hivdu ba'ilah pasol, that if one does sever two simanim of b'chatas sa'if, then it would be pasol. And the opposite is true, b'negeid ha'ilah sa'if, as if one doesn't sever the two simanim, then the carbon would be pasol. And ayin tap tesis and daf samachem bei diu maschal hivdu b'chatas v'lei hivdu ba'ilah pasol. The tesis points out b'chatas nicha. Well, I understand that if one severs the two simanim of carbon chatas, then the chatas will be pasol, as k'dashim b'tayis kainim chatas hi shemokas shloi l'shma psula. Taz is bothered why it would be that it would be possible if one doesn't sever both simanim. And as Taz states, I will ba'ilu kasha minolon. And ultimately, Taz doesn't have makar, ayin sham. Mishnah continues that even though the Mishnah taught us that one has to squeeze the head of the oif as well as the body of the oif, however, the Mishnah tells us that the only thing that's ma'akev is squeezing the body of the oif. And as the Mishnah continues, mitzes dam reish v'le mitzes dam agav psula, that if one squeezes the blood from its head, but he doesn't squeeze the blood from his body, then the carbon would be pasul. However, mitzah dama guf, le mitzah dama reish kshira, that if one squeezes the blood out of the body of the bird and he doesn't squeeze the blood out of its head, that would still be kosher. Before we continue, let us remember that on daf beis, the Mishnah taught us, calls vachim shenizbuchu shloi lishman kshirim, el shloi ol baidim shem chayva, chutz ben ha-pesach v'achatos, ha-pesach bizmane, v'achatos b'chol zman. Just like we find the psul of shloi lishmoi by a carbon chatos, b'negei behima, so we find the same psul by a chatos ha-oif. However, this psul would not apply to an oil saif, but certainly even though it would still be kasha, but we loyal l'shem chayva, and therefore the owner would still have to bring another oil saif in its place. And let's keep in mind that certainly we know that the only time that machshavo, actually the diba of shloi l'shmoi, would actually passel is only while performing avodas adam, and b'negei chatos saif and oil saif, there are only two avodas adam, as there is no kabbalah and halacha, and the only two avodas that apply are malika or hazor or mitzvah adam. And based on the prior Dhamma, the Mishnah continues, chatas ha'if shemok shloi l'shma, or mitzah dama shloi l'shma, if one had intent of shloi l'shma while doing malik on the chatas ha'if, or while doing the mitzvah adam of the chatas ha'if, or during one of the avodas, he had two kavanas, and for example, he first had kavanah l'shma, and then he stated he's doing a shloi l'shma, or shloi l'shma v'lishma, or he first had kavanah shloi l'shma, and then he stated he's doing l'shma, then in all these cases, cases, the chatas oif would be psula. However, the Mishnah continues that in all these cases, oilus oif ksheira will actually also bailum l'shem chayva, as we explained. Just like at the beginning of the Masechta, the Gemara spoke about the psulim of shloi l'shmai, and also spoke about the psula of shloi b'mekaymai, and the psula pigo where someone had kavana shloi b'zmanai. So our Mishnah will now continue and discuss these psulim as well. And let's keep in mind that we had a definition of pigol that one had intent during an avodas adam to eat a dove shedaker lechol, either achilus adam or achilus mizbeach, chutzal mekaymo or chutzal zmanai. In all cases, the korban would be pasul. However, as we know that if someone had kavana of chutzal zmanai, then it's considered pigol, and if he would actually eat the korban, then he'd be chayiv karis. However, as we already learned, there's one more condition in order for someone that was oivan pigol to actually be chayiv karis. And as we previously learned, ulavach yakov hamatik mitzvasai, regarding a chata sa'if or ilo sa'if, the dam would need to be squeezed out, or the azah must be done properly, and the only thing that was wrong was the machshavas pigol. And I, in the second tesis at the top of dasamach chayim habeis, the maskal ketzah karva mater, at kolana pushtai is tahacho, the parakamna mechilton, or the menacha is tzuchir udaktek, amai tzuchir kulu, and tesis bothered why we need all these mishnayas, if all the deem that are relevant to shalei lishmoi, and shalei b'mekoyma, and shalei b'zmanai, are the same, b'negeya behima, b'negeya n'oif, and b'negeya mincha, ayin sham. And because we already saw all of these dinim previously in our Masechta, so we will quickly learn through the Mishnah as the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah teaches us that the dinim of Shalei b'mekayma and Shalei b'zmanai apply b'negei l'chatz ha'if and eil sa'if. Let's keep in mind that when the Mishnah mentioned lechol dovish shadaker lechol, that is referring to achilas adam, and therefore that can only be referring to a chatas ha'if, as there is no achilas adam by achilas ha'if. When the Mishnah continues lahakter dovish shadaker lahakter, that is referring to achilas mizbeach, and therefore it must be referring dafko to an achilas ha'if. And as we mentioned previously, there is no achilas mizbeach by a chatas ha'if. The Mishnah now continues ketzah karva matan k'mitzvasai, that what are cases where the matan was karv k'mitzvasai, and therefore the din of pigol and the chiyuv of karis would apply. And the first example in the Mishnah is malik b'shtiko mitzah adam chutzal zmanai, that if one did malika while he was quiet and he didn't have a bad machshava, but then when he did mitzah adam he had kavana to do the achilas adam or achilas mizbeach chutzal zmanai, then it would be pigol. And number two, oishim malik chutzal zmanai mitzah adam b'shtiko, or he did a reverse, he did a malika with a bad intention and he had intent for achilas adam or achilas mizbeach chutzal zmanai, and then he did mitzah adam properly and b'shtiko, then it would still be pigol. And the third example is shemalik mitzah adam chutzal zmanai, or he did both the malika and mitzah adam chutzal zmanai. So in all these cases, zera shekarva matik mitzvasai. Number one, certainly the carbon would be pasul, and number two, if he would eat from the carbon, then he would be chayiv kares. The Mishnah continues ketzad le karva matik mitzvasai. And one of the scenarios was someone was not makarva matik mitzvasai, and even though he may have had an improper intention of shloi bizmanai, but even if he would eat that carbon, he would not be chayiv kares. The Mishnah brings three examples. Number one, malik chutzal mekaymai mitzah adam chutzal zmanai. If he initially did the malika with the kavana of chutzal mekaymai, and then he had kavana by mitzah adam of chutzal zmanai, so since the original malika was not done properly, so therefore it was like karva matika mitzvasai, and the din of pigol would not apply. Number two, in the reverse, a shemalik chutzal zmanai mitzah adam chutzal mekaymai. Even if initially while doing malika he had a bad intent of chutzal zmanai, and only afterwards did he have a bad intent of chutzal mekaymai, it was still not makriv hamatika mitzvasai, and therefore the din of pigol would not apply, and there would not be a chiyuv of kares. In the third case, oishim malik mitzah adam chutzal mekaymai, where you did malika and mitzah adam with intent of chutzal mekaymai, and certainly the din of pigol and the din of kares would not apply, as he never had intent of chutzal zmanai. And we continue on daf samach heyom and aleph, and the Mishnah discusses a fourth case. And since the Mishnah will be discussing a psul of shalei lishmai, and that psul only applies to a chata sa'if and not to an oil sa'if, as we previously stated, therefore the Mishnah will only discuss a chata sa'if. And the Mishnah states chata sa'if shemalku shalei lishma or mitzah adam chutzal zmanai, that if while doing malika the kohen had a kavana of shalei lishma, and some say even if the bailim had kavana shalei lishma, even though he did mitzah adam with a kavana of chutzal zmanai, din of pigol would not apply since the malika was done shalei lishma, it was not karva matik mitzvasai. And the Mishnah continues with the fifth case, oishim malik chutzal zmanai mitzah adam shalei lishma, or if he did malika with intent chutzal zmanai and therefore it should be pigol, and then while doing mitzah adam of the chatas ha'oiv he had kavana of shalei lishma, and once again it was not makarva matik mitzvasai, and therefore the din of pigol would not apply. And finally, the Mishnah brings down down in 6 days, Aisha Malika Mitzah Adam Shalei Lishma, or in a case where one did Malika as well as Mitzah Adam with intention Shalei Lishma, certainly in this case, if he didn't have intent of Chutzos Manoi, then the Din of Pigel would not apply. Ayinim and Farshmo are bothered that Lechayr, the third and sixth case of our Mishnah, are Pashut, as the person didn't have any Kavanah of Chutzos Manoi, and therefore certainly the Din of Pigel doesn't apply. The reason why it would not be a Chiyuv Karis is not because he was not Makar of Matik Mitzvasai, but it's because he didn't actually have intent for Pigel. Ayinim the Pirish Mishnayis La Rambam, where the Rambam explains that in a Chinami, there is no Chiddush in these two cases, and the only reason why the Mishnah mentions it is because it is a Chiddush in regard to a Behemah, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Daf Chav Tesam Abayz, therefore, in order to make our Mishnayis symmetrical, therefore, the Mishnah mentions these cases as well, and the Mishnah continues to bring four other cases that are relevant to a Chatas Oif and to Pigel, and the Mishnah states, Lecha Kazayis Bechutz, Kazayis L'macha, that if one had intent while doing Malika, they will eat this Oif, Chutzal Mekhaimoy, and Chutzal Zmanoy, then once again, it would not be Pigel, as he was not Makrev Hamatik Mitzvasai, and similarly in the opposite case, Kazayis L'macha, Kazayis Bechutz, they initially had intent to eat a Kazayis the next day, and he also had intent to eat a Kazayis outside of the Azara, although the Karbon would be Pasol, however, the Chiyuv Karis would not apply, as he was not Makrev Hamatik Mitzvasai. Finally, the Mishnah brings the following two cases of Kachatzi Zayis Bechutz, Kachatzi Zayis L'macha, or Kachatzi Zayis L'macha, Kachatzi Zayis Bechutz, where he had intent to eat a half a Kazayis Bechutz and a half a Kazayis the next day, which is Chutzos Manoi, or in the exact opposite case, where he initially had intent to eat a half a Zayis the next day, which is Chutzos Manoi, he then had intent to eat a half a Kazayis outside the Azara, and aside for the fact that he had Kavanah of Chutzal Mekhaimoi, therefore he was not Makar Matak Mitzvasai, but in addition, he actually didn't have intent for Pigel at all, as he only had intent of Chatzis Zayis of Chutzos Manoi, and therefore the Din of Pigel certainly doesn't apply. Keep in mind that although a Chatzis Zayis and a Chatzis Zayis is not Mitztarev, but negated the Issa of Pigel, however, certainly the Karm would be possible, as ultimately he had Kavanah of Chatzis Zayis Bechutz or Chatzis Zayis L'machar, and certainly in regard to pasling the Karbin, it would actually be Mitztarev, and therefore it's as if he had Kavanah to eat a whole Zayis, either Chutzal Mekhaimoi or Chutzal Zmanoi, and therefore the Karm would be possible. And let's keep in mind, when our Mishnah mentioned Lecha Kazayis Bechutz, Kazayis L'macha, or Kazayis L'macha, Kazayis Bechutz, so on Daf Chav Tesam and Beis, we previously saw a machlekes between Ilfa and Rabbi Yechon. Ilfa held that the Mishnah is talking about a case where he had these machshavos during two separate avodos, and our Mishnah, the case would be where he had machshavo to eat a Kazayis, Chutzal Mekhaimoi, or Chutzal Zmanoi during Malika, and then during Mitzi Adam, he had Kavana for the opposite machshavo, and he either had Kavana for Chutzal Zmanoi or for Chutzal Mekhaimoi. Rabbi Yechon held that our Mishnah could even be talking about a case we had these kavanas during one avodah. He either had kavana lechel kazayis bechutz kazayis l'machar lechel kazayis l'machar kazayis bechutz, either while doing malika or while doing mitzvah adam. And this distinction will be very important when we learn the next piece of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues. Am Rabbi Yehuda Zaklal. Rabbi Yehuda teaches us a general rule, and Rabbi Yehuda will hold that the only time that we say that the din of pigel will not apply is only if the improper machshava happened prior to the machshava of chutzal zmanai. However, if once someone had a machshava of chutzal zmanai, then even if subsequently he had an improper machshava, the chesaron of like karva matik mitzvasai would not apply, and the din of pigel and the chi of karis would still apply. And as Rabbi Yehuda states, in machshavas hazman kadal machshavas hamakom pigel vechavla of karis, that as long as the machshavas hazman occurred prior to him having a bad machshava machshavas hamakom, then it would still be pigel and he would still be chayav karis. However, if machshavas hamakom kadal machshavas hazman, so in that case the din of pigel cannot take hold, since you already had a pre machshava prior to the machshava's chutzos manoi, therefore puzzle, although the carbon is puzzle, but the aim by karis, but the chiyuv of karis would not apply. The Mishnah now repeats the sheet of the Tanakama, as mechamim zev zev puzzle, the aim by karis, it doesn't make a difference if the machshava chutzos manoi happened prior to the machshava chutzos mekaimai, or after the machshava chutzos mekaimai, then in all cases, did not pigle, and the chiyuv of karis would not apply. And some are not gurus, these words in the Mishnah, as the maisach acham hainu Tanakama, and I am unfortunate that discusses this point, and the Maisa, based on the Machlekes that we previously mentioned between Ilfa and Rabbi Yechon, there would be a Nafkamina in regard to the din of Rabbi Yehuda, since Ilfa held that when the Mishnah brought a case of Lechel Kazayis Bechutz, Kazayis L'machar, he's specifically talking about a scenario one had these Kavanas in two separate Avodos, therefore when Rabbi Yehuda is Chelek on a Tanakama, he's only being Chelek on a Tanakama in this specific scenario. While one was doing Malika, he had Kavanah of Chutzal Zmanai, and then when doing Mitzah Adam, he had Kavanah of Chutzal Mekhaimai. So in that case specifically, Rabbi Yehuda would be chelik on the Tanakama, and he holds that the din of pigel and the chiyuv of karis would still apply. However, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakama if one had kavanah Kavana during one Avodah to eat a Kazayas Chutzus Manoi, and during that same Avodah, he also had Kavana to eat a Kazayas Chutzus Mekoimoi, and certainly would not be Pigol, and there would not be a Chiyuv Kares. However, since Rabbi Eichon holds that the Tanakhama taught us this din, even when having two separate Kavanais during one Avodah, and for example, while doing Malika, one had Kavana to eat a Kazayas Chutzus Manoi, and then he also had Kavana while he was still doing Malika to eat a Kazayas Chutzus Mekoimoi, and the Tanakhama would hold that this would not be Pigol, and it would not be a Chiyuv Kares. However, Rabbi Yehuda would be Chiluk on the Tanakhama, and he would hold that since his initial Kavana was to eat a Kazayas Chutzus Manoi, therefore the din of Pigol would still apply, and it would still be a Chiyuv Kares. The Mishnah finally teaches us, Lechel Kechetz Zayas will have to Kechetz Zayas Kosher, if while doing Malika or while doing Mitzvah Adam, one had Kavana to eat a half a Kazayas, either Chutzus Manoi or Chutzus Mekoimoi, and he also had Kavana to be Makta half a Zayas, either Chutzus Mekoimoi or Chutzus Manoi, then it would not be Mitztarif, and therefore the Karm would still be Kosher, and as the Mishnah teaches, She'in Achila Baktar Mitztafin, as Kavana regarding Achilas Adam and Kavana regarding Achilas Mizbeach are not Mitztarif, and I am the Mefarshim who are bothered that L'chira, this case doesn't make a lot of sense in the Ge'er Chatas Ha'if or in Eilus Ha'if, since we previously learned that the only time that a Be'er Machshava affects a carbon is only when he had a Machshava on Dovah Shedakri Lechol, since we know that a Chatas Ha'if is completely eaten by a person, and we know that a Eilus Ha'if is completely consumed on his Mizbeach, even if we would hold that Achila and Aktara could be Mitztarif, but the Maisa, his bad intention and his bad Kavana was on something which is not Dakri Lechol, as if while bringing a carbon Chatas, Lechol Kechetzi Zayis will have to Kechetzi Zayis, either Chutzla Mekoimoi or Chutzla Zmanoi, but certainly the intent of Lahakta Kechetzi Zayis is not relevant to a Chatas Ha'if. There's no Achilas Mizbeach by a Chatas Ha'if. And similarly, if while doing an Avodah by the Ilus Ha'if, one had Kavana Lechol Kechetzi Zayis, Lahakta Kechetzi Zayis, then the Kavana Lechol Kechetzi Zayis is not a Dovah Shedakri Lechol in regard to an Ilus Ha'if, as there is no Achilas Adam by an Ilus Ha'if, and if so, the carbon would be kosher, and it would not be a psul, and certainly the din of pigol and the din of karis would not apply either. And Ayin Rishash on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, as well as in Teres Yisrael, where they explain that since this case is relevant to the Mishnah Daf Chav Tesa and Beis, since certainly the din of our Mishnah is correct in our case as well, therefore to keep symmetry between the Mishnah B'degei and Ha'if and the Mishnah B'degei and Behima on Daf Chav Tesa and Beis, so that's why the Mishnah brings down this din as well, and it tells us the reason why the carbon is kosher, because Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbeach are not Mitztarif, and Ein Chanami in our Mishnah, even without this reason, then the carbon would be kosher, as we explained. Finally, before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that on Daf Nun Beis, we previously saw machlekes between Tanoim. The only thing that's ma'akev by Chatas Ha'if is only Hazar, but Mitzvah Adam is not ma'akev, or if Mitzvah Adam is also ma'akev by Chatas Ha'if, Lefidim and the Omer that Mitzvah Adam is ma'akev by Chatas Ha'if, so it makes sense why Mishnah keeps speaking about Mitzvah Adam by Chatas Ha'if. However, according to the Man Omer that holds that Mitzvah Adam is not ma'akev by Chatas Ha'if, so when our Mishnah mentions Mitzvah Adam, it's really referring to Hazaras Adam, as certainly if someone had Kavana Shalei Lishma, or Shalei B'Mekoimoi, or Shalei B'Zmanoi, while doing Mitzvah Adam, that would not be Ma'akev. Our Gemara now begins, Tanur Rabbanon, that we learned to the Braisa. This Braisa will be discussing the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra that discusses the Eilus Sa'if that was brought as an Adava. In Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalad, the Pasuk states, V'imin Ha'if Eilu Karbonai L'Hashem, V'hikri Min Atarim, O'imin Bre'a Yoynes Karbonai. Next Pasuk states, V'ekrivoi HaKoyin Olam Mizbeach, Molok HaSureishoi. The Braisa is, V'ekrivoi Matam Leimar. As Rashi explains, that since the prior Pasuk already stated, V'hikri Min Atarim, O'imin Bre'a Yoynes Karbonai, so this Pasuk should not start, V'ekrivoi HaKoyin Olam Mizbeach, and instead, the Pasuk should state, Molok HaKoyin HaSureishoi Olam Mizbeach. The Braisa explains, L'fish Nema, V'hikri Min Atarim, O'imin Bre'a Yoynes, as since the prior Pasuk stated, one will bring from Tarim or Bnei Yoyna, and he used the Lashon Rabbim, Yochol HaMisnadev Oif Leivchiz Mishtei Predin, so one would think that someone that brings in a Dova of Oilus Ha'if, he would not be able to bring less than two birds, and this would be similar to what we find Bnei Geid Oilav Yared, where when bringing Oifais, you bring Echad Oilav Echad Chatas, and we may have thought that one would have to bring two Oifais when bringing Oilus Nadova, and the Brisa continues, Tamalayma Vekrivoi Afilu Preda Achas Yavi, that the Pasuk tells us Vekrivoi, which is Lashon Yochid, in order to tell us that one could bring even one bird, and that would suffice. The Brisa continues that the Pasuk states, Vekrivoi Akoyin Elam Izbeach Umolach Izreishai, and the Gemara is bothered, Elam Izbeach Matam Olim Akoyin, that the Pasuk could have just stated, Vekrivoi Elam Izbeach, and why is the Pasuk state Akoyin? And the Brisa explains, that the Torah is teaching us that Malika has to be done by Akoyin, Sheyochel, as one would think, Valoidinu, that it will be a spur that we will not need a kayin, as Umab ben Sain should cover late suffer and like cover like kayin, as just like when shechting and ben Sain, where the Torah tells us ben gay kachim kachim, that you have to shecht it on the north side of the Azara, and even so, Yisrael is kasher, as shchita bezara is kshira, therefore, oif, should like cover late suffer and ain't a din, should like yikbal like kayin, and therefore, ben gay oif, where the Torah doesn't require one to shecht it on the north side, and although it is a requirement to shecht an ilus oif on the top of the Mizbeach, however, there's no requirement to shecht it on a certain spot on top of the Mizbeach, and although we stated that Chetchila one should shecht on the northeast side of the Mizbeach, however, that was only in order to be able to throw the crap and the other items of the Oilah onto the Beis HaDeshen. But as we previously saw, that if that corner was busy, one could do Malika on the southeast corner, and L'chayu, one really could do Malika on any corner of the Mizbeach as well. Therefore, certainly the Torah should not require a Kayin to do Malika, Tamalei Ma'Kayin, Likbayu Le'Kayin, in order to teach us that there is a requirement that Malika has to be done with a Kayin, and a Zara is not kasha to do Malika. The Braisa continues, Yachol Yim L'Kenem B'Sakin, that one would think that Malika should be done with a knife, Vidinu, and this would be based on a Kal V'Chemer, Ma'am Shchita Shle Kavala Kayin, Kavala Kli, that Madach B'Negei Shchita, where there's no requirement to have a Kayin, and Shchita is Ksheir B'Zah, and even so, it is a requirement for Kli by Shchita, and as the Gemara will learn, that Tzadik Zayin and Beis, based on the Drasha from the end of Pashat Vayeru by Akedis Yitzchak, where the Pasuk tells us, Vayikach Hasim Acheles, so Malika should cover a Kayin, ain't a din, Shikbal a Kli, then certainly Malika, where there's a requirement to have a Kayin, then certainly there should be a requirement for a Kli. I'm a layman, therefore, the Pasuk in Pashat Vayikra stated, Vayikriva HaKayin El Mizbech Umalak, and we learned that the Malika is done with the goof of the Kayin from the words Kayin Umalak, and the Mishnah doesn't explain this Drasha, and the Mishnah now continues and tells us that this Drasha was taught to us by Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva explained himself as Amr Rabbi Kiva, that certainly we don't need a pasuk to teach us Malika has to be done by a kohen, and since the Malika of an Eilus Ha'ayv has to be done L'mayla Mechut HaSikra and on the Mizbeach, and since a Zer cannot go onto the Mizbeach, so certainly a Zer cannot do Malika, therefore we don't need the previous Drasha of the Mishnah, and if so, Zok Rabbi Kiva Elamat HaMalei Me'Kohen Shteha Malika Ba'atzmai Shel Kohen, that this teaches us that Malika has to be with the body of the kohen, and as Rashi states, B'tziparnoi V'loi B'sakin, and he has to do it with his fingernail and not with a knife. The Braisa continues that we just took it for granted that Malika has to be done B'reisha Mizbeach. However, the Braisa now is Yachi Yom L'Kanu Bein L'Mayla Bein L'Mata, and one would think that one could do Malika for an Eilu Sa'if either L'Mayla Mechut HaSikra or L'Mata Mechut HaSikra HaMalema, but the Pasuk states Malika Sureishai, and then it states V'hikter Mizbecha, therefore Makish Haktara Malika and Ma'aktara B'reisha Mizbeach Af Malika B'reisha Mizbeach, since we know that certainly one must burn the Eilu Sa'if on the top of the Mizbeach, and therefore Malika has to be done right next to that area, and although the Kohen doesn't have to be on the top of the Mizbeach, but he has to be L'mayla Mechut HaSikra. And the Braisa continues that although, as we mentioned in Akdama, that the Pasuk in Gei Chat HaSa'if states U'malak HaSreisha U'mol Arpoi V'lo Yavdil, however in Gei Da'il Sa'if the Pasuk just states U'malak HaSreisha, and the Braisa continues that when the Pasuk states U'malak HaSreisha bin Gei Da'il Sa'if, so we learn out Shtei Malika M'mol Arif. Braisa is bothered at Ta'im M'mol Arif V'yini Ala Minat Savar, how do we know that Malika should be from the back of his neck, but maybe it's actually from the front of its neck and on its throat. However, the Braisa tells us Vidinu that we actually learned this based on Xer Shavar as Nemakanu Molak for Nemal Alanu Molak. And since the Torah uses the term Molak, both Benegeda Ilisa Oif and Benegeda Chatas Oif, so we learn out Mal Alan Mimol Oif, that just like Benegeda Chatas Oif, the Pasuk specifies it's Mimol Oif and Afkam Mimol Oif, and therefore the same din applies to Ilisa Oif, and Malika is done Mimol Oif. And the Gemara is now bothered that since we learned this from Xer Shavar, the Meisa, the Pasuk Benegeda Chatas Oif states, Molakas Rashim Mimol Oif, Velo Yavdil, so maybe we should also learn Imal Alan Malik Ve'inim Abdel, that just like Benegeda Chatas Oif, one is not allowed to sever both simanim, so afkam melech ve'inim avdol, so maybe the same din should apply to the eilus ha'if and should be usher to sever both of the simanim. The Braisa teaches us tam loyma, but the pasuk b'negei eilus ha'if states umalkas reishai v'hikter mizbecha. Therefore, we have a hekesh between haktara and malika. Therefore, we learn ma'aktara reish la'atzmai va'guf la'atzmai, and just like when we burn the eilus ha'if, burn the head separately and the body separately, af malika reish la'atzmai va'guf la'atzmai. Therefore, when performing malika, one severs both of the simanim, and he can even sever the head from the body. And the Braisa continues, Minayin Shaktar Suresh Ba'atzmai Va'guf Ba'atzmai. What is the actual makar that the Resh was burned separately and the body was burned separately? The Braisa explains, Shinema V'hikra V'isai, in Pashas Vayikra in Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yedzayin, the Pasuk tells us regarding the body of the Oif, V'shisa Isa B'chnof of Lo Yavdil, The Hikta Isa Kainam is Becha Allah Itzum Ashala Ish, Oilahu Isharich Nechlech Lashem, as the Bryce states, Hariakhtar Sagufa Murah, that certainly this Pasuk is talking about burning the body of the Oilah on the Mizbeach, and if so, the Bryce is bothered, Hamani Mekayim Vehikta Mizbecha, so why is it that in Pasuk Tezvav, the Pasuk tells us, Umolakas Rosha Vehikta Mizbecha, the Torah will speak about Akhtar a bit later, and therefore the Bryce states that this is a Makar, Bakhtaras Harosha Kosu Medabar, that the Torah is telling us, when burning the Oilah Sa'if, one burns the head separately from the body of the Oilah. The Bryce continues that since the Pasuk states, Venimsa Domai, and you will squeeze out its blood, and it doesn't state Venimsa Midamai, which would be Mashma, that one only has to squeeze out some of the blood, therefore we learn now Kulai, that you must squeeze out all of its blood, not only the blood of its body, but also the blood of its head. The Pasuk continues, Al Kir Mizbeach, that you squeeze out the blood on the wall of the Mizbeach, and we learn out Vilei Al Kir Kevesh, and not on the wall of the ramp, Vilei Al Kir Hechel, and not on the wall of the Hechel, and the Shite adds in Vilei Al Kir Ulam. The Brisa continues, Ve'izezeh, Zer Kir Elyon, when you do Mitzeh Adam, where do you do Mitzeh Adam? You do it on the upper wall, L'mayla Mechuta Sikra. However, the Brisa is, Ein Eli Kir Tachton, how do you know that they squeeze out the blood, L'mayla Mechuta Sikra, if maybe you squeeze it out, L'mata Mechuta Sikra? And as the Brisa states, Ve'dinu, and L'chir would be based on a Svara and a Ma'am Metzinu, the Ma'am Behim Shechatos L'mayla, Yloss L'mata, and since we find B'negeya Behima, that its dam is placed on the Kronos, which is L'mayla Mechuta Sikra, and even so, Yloss L'mata, however, the Zrikas Adam for the Oila is done L'mata Mechuta Sikra, therefore certainly, Oiv Shechatos L'mata, since we know that Azor and the Mitzvah Adam of the Chatas Oiv is done L'mata Mechuta Sikra, and it didn't show Yloss L'mata, so certainly the Oila Sa'oiv should be done L'mata Mechuta Sikra. However, the Gemara explains, Talmud Leimah, but the Pasuk and Pashas by Yikra, by the Oila Sa'oiv, in Pasuk Tazvav states, Umolakas Reisha, Vihikta Mizbecha, Vinimtsa Dom El Kir Mizbeach, as the Bryce explains, Vichisal Adaitcha, La'acha Shehikta, Chosu Matzah, that certainly one could not have a Havmina, that after you burn the Oila completely, then you will go and squeeze out the blood, as certainly there will be no blood left. And in addition, we always find that David Saddam is always prior Taktara, and if so, why is the Pasuk mix up the words, and why is it state Vehikta Mizbecha, and only afterwards states Vinim Sadome Al Kir Mizbeach? And therefore, the Bryce explains, Alimelacha, so it must be the Torah is telling you in this order, in order to compare the Mitzvah Adam to the Akhtara and Mahaktara Bereshim Mizbeach. And since the burning of the Oil Sa'if is done on the top of the Mizbeach, Af Mitzvah Bereshim Mizbeach, therefore Mitzvah Adam must also be on the top part of the Mizbeach. As the Gemara continues, Haketzad, Haya Oil Bekevish, Upainal Seivev, Ubalal Karen Dremis Mizrachis, that the Kohen would walk up the ramp, and then he would turn and go on the smaller kavesh and go on to the seivev, and he would turn to the northeast corner. And the mitzvah adam must be done l'mayla mechuta sikra, and the ma'asal l'matim raglav afilo amma k'sheira, and even if he would bend down and he would actually do the mitzvah adam within one amma of where he's standing, which is on the seivev, which is of course still l'mayla mechuta sikra, so the mitzvah adam would be kosher. However, the Brisa continues and brings the sheet that is chaylik on the Tanakama, as Rabbi Nechemir Belez ben Yaakov Imrim, kol atzma inasas el breishim mizbeach, since we're learning the din of mitzvah adam from the din of Akhtara on the mizbeach, and Akhtara had to be on the top of the mizbeach, therefore the mitzvah adam has to be as close to the top of the mizbeach as possible, and therefore the kohen must do mitzvah adam at a point that is on top of the seivev until the top of the mizbeach, which is closer to the top of the mizbeach. And the Gemara is bothered, my benayu, that what is the svaras machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nechemir Belez ben Yaakov? As lechir is certainly the Tanakama agrees to Rabbi Nechemir Belez ben Yaakov that the makar as to the placement of the mitzvah adam of the Eilus Ha'oif is based on a hekesh to Akhtara, which was done mamish on the top of the Mizbeach. And if so, L'chir Rabbi Nechemir and Belez ben Yaakov are correct that it should have to be done as close to the top of the Mizbeach as possible. And why would Tanakama hold that you could even do it L'mayla Mechut HaSikra? And the Gemara explains, Abayev Rav Da'amri Tabayu Oysim Arocha Al Gabi Sevi Vekir Benayu, that the machlek is between the Tanakama and Rabbi Nechemir and Belez ben Yaakov is as follows. As the Tanakama holds that not only you could make the Marocha on the top of the Mizbeach, but you could even make a Marocha on the actual Seivev. Therefore, even if one would do the Mitzvah Adam right on the Seivev, that would be proper, as the Maisa of the Seivev is an area where you could place the Marocha and you could be Makta the Oil Seiv. However, since Rabbi Nechemir and Belez ben Yaakov hold, they not only make Marocha on the Seivev, and the Marocha must be made Dafka on the top of the Mizbeach, therefore they hold that the Mitzvah Adam must be as close as possible to the top of the Mizbeach, and you can only do the Mitzvah Adam from the Seivev until the top of the Mizbeach, and you can't do Mitzvah Adam underneath the Seivev, even though it's lamaila mechuta sikra, and ayin Rashi do be maskel al brishim zbeach to be ina behikter v'nimtza damai shehimitzu bekira samach l'makom aktara. And the Gemara is may be now claim that be my kmitligi ha'akachal utana kama gufe isle behikter v'nimtza damai the ilav sfirlei then kira elyon minolei then what will be his makar and mitzia dam of the ilus oiv has to be done on kira elyon. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah b'lo l'guf v'hisis ha'mayra v'sanaitza v'espinei ma'ayim ha'yitzim imam v'shlichum v'beis hadashen. And the Gemara continues Tan Rabbanan that we learned to the Braisa when the Pasuk states v'hisis murasai zuzafek, this refers to the crop yachol yakta b'sakim yitlenu, and since one may have thought that all that the Torah requires is that one takes the crop and therefore one would have to take a knife and pierce the skin of the bird, specifically take out the crop by itself without any skin and without any feathers. And as Rashi states, k'moish tzeilon oif oisin, just like people that roast a bird would do, and therefore the Torah tells us that you take the crop together with its feathers, together with its skin. And keep in mind that this doesn't seem to be the sheet of our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated that not only would you remove the crop as well as the feathers and the skin that's around the crop, but you would also remove its intestines. The Braisa continues, that you take the crop as well as the entire pipe that leads down to the gizzard, as well as the gizzard itself. And as Rashi states, Abiyesi ben Chanan holds that when the Pasuk states v'neitzasa, is a lashon of perish for David Mosu, that's a lashon of waste and something that's disgusting and doesn't refer to its feathers. Moyen, as the Pasuk states in Eicha, ki notzu gam no. And once again, Abiyesi ben Chanan doesn't seem to be the Tan of our Mishnah, as l'fi Abiyesi ben Chanan, all that you would remove is the crop and all the intestines until the gizzard. However, since the word neitzasa doesn't refer to feathers, therefore l'fi Abiyesi ben Chanan, one would not remove the feathers and the skin around the crop. Masha'en kin our Mishnah, we stated that one would remove the crop as well as the feather and skins, as well as the intestines. And our Gemara continued, debate Rabbi Shmuel Tana, then the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they taught the following Braisa, and when the Pasuk states b'neitzasa, b'neitzashallah, and this teaches us that one removes the skin and the feathers that are specifically around the crop, and as Rashi at the bottom of the states, b'neitzashallah, v'lo yosin masha connected as efek. And the Braisa continues to explain, kodra b'sakin kamina ruba, and you cut a square box around the area of the crop, and this way you only pull out the crop as well as the skin and the feathers that are mamish right by the crop. And as Rashi states at the top of Daf Samachim Beis, Haketzad Koydis Ha'or Svivus Hazefek Kamin Aruba V'Neitel Neitzav Ha'or Shekinegad Hazefek Im Hazefek. However, the Tan Dvei Rishmol is specifically teaching us that one cannot just pull off the feathers and the skin by hand in the area that's around the crop. And as Rashi explains, Av Bleik Adei Eloi Sha'or Nimshach Achra V'Neitel Yesa, you will end up pulling off a lot more skin, and therefore that would not be the proper way to do this procedure. And some explain that the Tan Dvei Rishmol is exactly the same shita as the Tanakama from the previous Braisa, while others explain that this goof of the machlekes between the Tana Rabbi Shmuel and the previous Tana, as the previous Tana holds that you can even pull the feathers and the skin with your hands, and even if that will cause more feathers and more skin to be pulled off, that would be fine. And I and the Mefarshim would discuss that possibly the Tanakama of the first Braisa is actually the Tana of our Mishnah. When the Tanakama of the Braisa stated that Merah Zuzefek doesn't mean that it only refers to the crop, and he means it refers to the crop and everything that's attached to the crop. We continue in Daf Samachim Beis, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, Shisav Lehivdol, that when the Kohen picks up the body of the Oif, he pulls apart the body at the spine, but he doesn't detach the two parts. And once again, the Gemara brings a Braisa as Tan Rabbanon, Veshisa Ein Shisa El Biyad, that since the Pasuk used the term Veshisa, it refers to a process that was done by hand and not with a Kli. And V'cheinu Amen, we also find the same word in a Pasuk in Pasha Shaftim regarding Shimshon, as when the Pasuk tells us that Shimshon ripped apart a lion, so the Pasuk states, V'tislach alav Ruach Hashem, V'yishaseu kishasa agadi, U'me'ume im biyadai, V'lehigad la'av li'imoy isa sha'asa. And the Pasuk tells us that Shimshon ripped apart a lion like someone would rip apart a young kid, and the Pasuk specifically tells us, U'me'ume im biyadai, that he didn't have any weapon in his hand, and he didn't have any clean in his hand, and he did it with his bare hands. And therefore we see that Lashon Shasa refers to ripping something with your bare hands. And the Gemara continues to quote from a Mishnah, as a Mishnah stated, like, however, the Mishnah continues that since Malika is prior to Mitzi Adam, and any Shinu would be possible, and therefore, since we learned that the Malika of Chathas Oiv is only on one Simon, and one is not allowed to sever both Simonim, we also learned that we must sever two Simonim by the Ilus Oiv, and therefore, if one sever both Simonim and by Chatas Aif, then it would be Pasol. And if one severed, only one of the Simanim of the Eilus Aif, that would also be a Psol. And our Gemara now continues, Masisin, the Likra Belezbe of Shimon, and as Rashi states, Masisin, the Tani Hivdom Linkas Chatas, Shemolka Beshtay Simanim Pasol, the Likra Belezbe of Shimon, the Tani, as we learned to the Braisa, Amra Belezbe of Shimon, Shemati, Shemabdilim Bechatas Aif, now though the Chatchila, one should not sever both Simanim by Chatas Aif, but Bidiyavid, if one severed both Simanim by Chatas Aif, it would still be kosher, which of course not like our Mishnah. The Gemara continues and asks, "My Benayu, and what is this first machlekes between the Tanav Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon?" And the Gemara will now bring three different possibilities. And before we continue, let us point out that in the next Mishnah we will learn Chatas Oiv Shasah Kamaisa Ilu L'Shem Chatas Psula, that if one brings a Chatas Oiv but brings it using Davida of an Oilas Oiv, and for example, even if he did Malika for the Chatas Oiv properly next to the Mizbeach and not Lamayla Mechuta Sikra like an Oila, but he didn't do Hazaras Hadam at all, and he only did Mitzah Hadam and pressed the Oif against the wall of the Mizbeach in order to squeeze out all of its blood, then the carbon would be Pasul, and the Gemara refers to this din as Ka'avd Meister the Oila Bechatas. And based on this point, our Gemara continues, Rav Chista Mitzu Chatas Oif Ma'akev Ikum Benayu, Tanakama Sava Mitzu Chatas Oif Ma'akev, Vekivin Mitzu Dam Ma'akev, Ka'avd Meister Oila Bechatas Oif, Rav Lezbe Rav Shimon Sava Mitzu Chatas Oif Loi Ma'akev, Umechatech Basu Ba'almahu. Rav Chista explains that the Tanakama holds that when the Torah requires Hazar Mitzu by Chatas Oif, so both procedures are required and are Ma'akev, and surely since Mitzu by an Oilas Oif is the only Avodah Shebedam, as there is no din of Hazar at all, so it's certainly Ma'akev L'divrei HaKol, and therefore, L'fida Tanakama, when one brings a Chatas Oif, one must perform both Hazar as well as Mitzui, and if one would do Malika and sever both Simanim of the Oif, which we refer to as being Mavdil, so he did all the Avodahs of the Oilah while bringing a Chatas, as he did Malika, both Simanim, and he will also need to do Mitzui Adam, and therefore the Chatas is puzzle, as he performed Maisa Oilah B'Chatas, that based on his actions, there is no difference between the Oilah and the Chatas Oif. And keep in mind that even though he also did Hazar, which is not required by an Oilah Sa'if, but if one added Hazar by an Oilah Sa'if, the carbon is impossible. And I am Taisis and Daf Samach Vavim Beis, who makes this point. And even though when performing Malika, he did a Lemata and not Lemaila Mechuta Sikra like an Oilah, but Zok Taisis on the Aramid, in Diba Maslaka of a Maisa Oilah B'Chatas, Masha Zelamaila Vezelamata Lechosh Leishinui, and therefore we still look at it as if he did Maisa Oilah B'Chatas, and therefore the carbon would be possible. And that's why the Tanavam Mishnah stated that if one brings a Chatas Oif and he is Mavdil and he severs both of the Simanim, then the Chatas would be Pasol. While Rav Elazar ben Shimon argues in Tanakama and he holds his only requirement to do Hazar by a Chatas Oif and the procedure of Mitzvah Adam by a Chatas Oif is not Ma'akev, and therefore even if one would do Malika, both Simanim and would be Mavdil be'issa, but ultimately he could still fix this and only do a Maisa Chatas and not do a Maisa Oila, as he would then just do Hazar and he wouldn't do Mitzvah Adam at all, and there still would be a differential between this Chatas Oif and Eilus Oif, and therefore he holds up the Eved Mavdilim B'Chatas Oif, and even though certainly he severed both Simanim and Yoshinim B'Avdala, which would be similar to the Avid of an Eilus Oif, however, since he doesn't do Mitzvah Adam, so we consider the severing of the second Simon to be meaningless, as if he cut a piece of extra skin of the Oif. And as the Gemara stated, Umechatech Basa Ba'almahu. Before we continue with the second explanation of the Gemara, let us point out that as we know, there are five Psula Shkita by Chulin, and one of the Psulim is Shia, as Shkita has to be done in a continuous motion, and when one delays or pauses during the Shkita of the Simanim, then the Behemo or the Oif of Chulin would be an Avela. And also, let's keep in mind, the procedure of the Malika of the Chatas Oif is as follows, that initially the Kohen cuts through the back of the neck of the bird, and he cuts through the neck bone as well as the spinal cord, and then he cuts the first Simon, and then the Kohen would continue to cut through the rest of the skin by the neck, and therefore, if a Kohen would actually cut both of the Simanim by a Chatas Oif, automatically there would be Shi'iyah, and certainly there was space between the cutting of the first Simon and the second Simon during the time that he's cutting through the skin of the Oif. And based on this Akdama, Rava Amar, Rava gives another explanation as to what the basis of the Machlekes is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, and as Rava states, Shi'iyah b'Simon Sheni ba'Eilus Oif Eker Benayu, Tanakam Asav Shi'iyah b'Simon Sheni ba'Eilus Oif Loi Pasla, and therefore Va'afagav the Shi'iyah Ka'avin Ma'isa Oilu B'Chatas, and therefore the Chatas Oif would be Pasol, and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Sav Ma'akev, and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon holds that Shi'iyah b'Simon Sheni ba'Eilus Oif is an issue, v'Kivin the Shi'iyah Mechatech Basu Ba'Almuhu, and the Tanakam holds that although an Oilus Oif requires Malika both Simanim, however, since we know that by a regular animal of Chulin there's a requirement to Shech both Simanim, and otherwise it would be an Avela. However, an Oif of Chulin only requires one to Shecht one of the Simanim, Simonim, and once you shecht one Simon, it's considered dead, and therefore it's no longer going to be in a Vela, even if you don't shecht the second Simon at all. And similarly, B'negia, Malika, V'chatsa Oif, if one only severs one Simon, then certainly it's a valid Malika, and the Oif is considered dead, and the Oif is no longer in a Vela, and therefore the Tanakama holds that the same din applies to an Oilus Oif, that after severing one Simon of an Oilus Oif, the Maisa Malika is really completed, and the Oif would no longer be considered in a Vela, and then there is a new special din regarding that void of an Oilus Oif, that the Torah tells us that you have to be Mabdil, therefore you have to sever the second Simon, but the severing of the second Simon is not a part of the Malika, and it's only part of Avodah, and therefore the Tanakhama holds that even if one were to lay the Malika between the first and second Simon, there wouldn't be a Psul of Shia, therefore even if he did Shia, he still performed Malika on the Schatas, exactly like it can be done by an Oilus Oif, and since he did Avodah Sa'ilu B'chatas, so the Chatas would be Psul. However, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon holds that the Torah is Mechadish to us that the Maisa Malika of an Oilus Oif includes severing the second Simon, and therefore if one has any delay between severing the first and second Simon, then the Psul Shia would certainly apply, and therefore, since when doing Malika V'chatas Oif, the Kohen would have had to pause between severing the first Simon and the second Simon to slice through his skin, so this Malika wouldn't actually be valid for an Oilus Oif, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon holds that we look at it as if he did a proper Malika of one Simon of the V'chatas Oif, and the severing of the second Simon, which was done after Shia, is Gimchatech Basa Ba'alma, and therefore he did not do a Kamaisa Oilu B'chatas, and the Chatas is still Kosher. Finally, the Gemara brings a third explanation, and as the Gemara states, Abaye Omar, Roiv Basa Ma'akev Iker Benayu, and Abaye explains that certainly you all agree that Shehiyah between the two Simonim of an Oilu Sa'if would be a Psol. However, the Tanakhama holds that cutting Roiv Basa of the Chatas Oif is not Ma'akev, therefore, since if the Kohen would do Malika of a Chatas Oif and would cut both Simonim without cutting Roiv Basa, which although is a valid Malika, as there was no Shehiyah, but even so, the Chatas is Psol, since he did Maisa Oila of cutting both Simonim without Shehiyah, V'chatas Oif, and therefore the Tanakam holds that the Chacham made a Takana, that even in a case where the Kohen does Malika V'chatas Oif and severs both Simonim, however, after severing the first Simon, he paused and he cut Roiv Basa, and only afterwards did he continue to sever the second Simon. So even though this is not a case of Maisa Oila, as if a Kohen would do Malika of an Oila Sa'if, and he would pause and he would do Shehiyah, then it would pass on Oila Sa'if, and even so, the Chacham Geza, the Midrabanan, the Chatas would still be Pasol. However, Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon holds that cutting Roiv Basa is actually Ma'akev by Chatas Oif. Therefore, we could never have a case where the Kohen did Malika by Chatas Oif like the Malika of an Oila, as by Chatas Oif, he always has to pause and cut Roiv Basa in between severing the first and second Simonim. And certainly, there was no reason for the Chacham to make any Takonais and any Gzeirais. Our Gemara continues that we just saw a three-way Machlikis as to how to understand the Machlikis between Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon and the Tanakama. And two of the Shitas were Rav and Abaya, as Rav explained, Shehiyah b'sim sheni ba'ilus ha'if ma'akev ikar benayu, and Abaya stated Roiv Basa ma'akev ikar benayu, and the Gemara tells us of Uplukta Rav Zeira Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzhak, that this same Machlikis that we found between Abaya and Rava is the same Machlikis that Rav Zeira Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzhak had, as Chad Amar, one agrees to Rava that Shehiyah b'sim sheni ba'ilus ha'if ma'akev ikar benayu, and Chad Amar, one holds like Abaya that Roiv Basa ma'akev ikar benayu, that the Machlikis between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is if the requirement of cutting Roiv Basa by Chatas Oif is Ma'akev, or if it's not Ma'akev, as we explained. And the Gemara now continues that Abaye just explained that the Machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is if Roiv Basa is Ma'akev, or if it's not Ma'akev. However, Mechlal, the Be'inan Roiv Basa Betchila, is therefore clear that according to Abaye, that even though Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon holds that Roiv Basa is not Ma'akev, however, even Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon agrees to the Tanakam that certainly Lechachila, one should cut Roiv Basa after he cuts one of the Simonim. The Gemara continues in that in Chanami, that is true, as the Tanya, and just like we learned in the Braisa, Ketzah Mokun Chatas Oif, that what is the proper procedure for Chatas Oif? And the Braisa teaches us, Choytech Shidru Meferekes Beloy Roiv Basa, that initially the Kohen cuts through the spinal cord and the neck bone, however, he makes sure that he doesn't cut through most of the Basa, as the halacha is that once we cut Roiv of the Basa, it's considered that the bird is already dead, and therefore certainly the Malika would not be Kosher, and the bird would be considered an Avela, and this is done at Shemegiel Veshavai Lakana until he gets to the windpipe and the food pipe, or the esophagus and the windpipe, Hegiel Veshavai Lakana, and once he gets to the windpipe and the food pipe, Chaytech Simon Echad, Arubai V'roi Basa Imai, then he severs one Simonim, or Roiv of one Simon, and he cuts Roiv of the Basa around the neck as well, and clearly we see that Lechila, one has to cut Roiv Basa. The Braisa just teaches us, however, by an Oilus Oif, then the Kohen would not only sever one of the Simanim, but the Brisa brings down one of two Shitas that we find in Maseches Chulin on Daf Chaf Aleph, as the Chacham hold that when doing Malika on Ilus Oif, one has to cut both of the Simanim fully, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is Chiluk on the Tanakama, and he hold by Malika of an Ilus Oif, all you're required to cut and sever is Rav Shnayim, is only the majority of both Simanim, and there's no requirement to completely cut both Simanim. And Ayin Rashi at the end of Diva Mascha, Balei Rei Basa, where Rashi states, V'simanim aloch l'mesh misin hein, and Rashi states, Shnayim a Rav Shnayim, v'akol sheikhtin amrinon, Shnayim l'arabonon, and Rav Shnayim l'arablaz Rav Shimon, v'hasam pligi ba b'kroi, and the Gemara Masech l'schulin, the Gemara brings the Makaris from Psukim. The Gemara continues, Amru Rabbanon kamid Rav Yemya, as Rashi brings down, hach pluktud hanach amroi, the pligi b'taim d'arablaz Rav Shimon, that they told over to Rav Yemya, the various explanations that we just saw, as to the sheet of Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, and the Maisa, the member of Rav Blazer Rav Shimon was, that Mavdilim b'chatas oif, that even if one cuts both of the Simonim by a chatas oif, then the chatas oif would still be kosher. Amar Rav Yemya stated, Lo shmilu hada amar Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim, mishum Rav Blazer ben Pedas, mishum Rav Blazer ben Shemua, oim ahoy Rav Blazer Rav Shimon, shemati b'chatas oif shem Mavdilim, that I've heard that there is no iser to cut both of the Simonim by a chatas oif. If so, my lo yavdil, but the Maisa, the Pasuk and Pashas by Yikra states, b'negei a chatas oif, u'molakas roishu mimul arpoi v'lo yavdil, and if so, it's mashma that there's an iser to cut both of the Simonim, and we continue on Daf Samach Vavim and Aleph, and he explains that the Pasuk means, ain't tzorech l'havdil, that there's no requirement to be mavdil, but certainly if one wants to, he can do so. However, the Gemara is bothered, omale rab achabrid rab lav ashi, el me'ato gabi bar dechsiv v'lo yichasenu, hachinami de'in tzorech l'chasais. How can you explain the Pasuk in this manner if there are other times in the Torah where the Torah uses a similar lashon? For example, in Pasuk Mishpatim, b'negei abar, the Pasuk states, v'chiyiftach ishbar, oy kiyichri ishbar, v'lo yichasenu, v'nafal shom ashoi chamar. And certainly one would not have a habmina that the way to explain the Pasuk is that if someone dug a bar, then there's no requirement to cover the bar. And certainly, b'negei abar, the Pasuk means, and if one doesn't cover it, then it'll be chayiv to pay. And therefore, when the Pasuk states, lo yavdil, we should explain that the Pasuk is teaching us that one is not allowed to separate and one is not allowed to cut both simanim. However, the Gemara explains that you have to look at the context of each pasuk as hachi hashda, as hasan kiv nechsiv bala bar yishalim bishleim b'negei abar, since the next pasuk continues and states bala bar yishalim kesef yashu lebala v'hameisi aloi. And certainly if you want to be mechayif him to pay for the damages that bar causes, then certainly allow hu derami lechasuye, then the pasuk must be telling us v'lo yichasenu, that if he doesn't cover it, then he'll be chayif to pay. That the pasuk b'negei oilus ha'oiv states v'krivay akoyin al mizbeach u'molakas roish v'hikdam mizbeach v'nimtza dam al kiyar mizbeach. The word v'krivay means that you will be makriv it, referring to the oilus ha'oiv. The pasuk is clearly telling us that there should be a difference between an oilus ha'oiv and a chatas ha'oiv. And as the Gemara states, chalak ha'kasav bein chatas ha'oiv l'oilus ha'oiv. Since b'negei and oilus ha'oiv, one must cut both simanim, as the pasuk says u'molakas roishay. The pasuk doesn't state v'lo yavdil. So since a chatas ha'oiv has to be different, so mainly we would know that it would be usa to cut both simanim by chatas ha'oiv, and one could only cut one simin. If so, lo yavdil lomli, so why did the pasuk b'negei chatas ha'oiv have to tell us in iser that you can't cut both simanim? Certainly that would be the din. So shma mina in tzorech l'havdil, and therefore the Torah must be telling us that even though it would be mashma, it would be an iser to cut both simanim, and the Torah therefore tells us that whereas b'negei and ilus ha'oiv, there's a requirement to do malika of both of the simanim, however by chatas ha'oiv, there's no requirement to do both simanim, and if one only severs one simen, then it would still be kosher. And keep in mind that the long Rashi on Daf Samach Vavim Aleph, Diba Maschol, Michtei Ksiv, is a very important Rashi, but we will not go through the details of Rashi, Ayin Shom. Ayin Tais is right before the end of the parak, Diba Maschol, El Me'ata Gabi Bar, Dechsiv Lei Chasenu, and Tais points out, Mikol Lavin Shabbat Torah, Kagun Le Sachsom, Le Sechol Kol Novela, Le Silba Shatnes, Le Kashale. The Gemara did not ask this question, but Negei Ad Lavin Shabbat Torah, the Lamai Kosveim Le Lav, as certainly we would understand that the Pasuk is teaching us the Lav, and there's no other way to explain the Pasuk. The Gemara only had this Habmina, B'negei the Pasuk of Lo Yavdil, and B'negei the Pasuk of Lo Yichasenu. And as Tesis explains, that B'negei Chatas Ha'oiv, the Misvara Havamina, the Mavdil, if you should Tzarech L'dam, that since the Svara would be, it would actually be better to cut both Simanim, as the whole purpose of doing the Malika is in order to do Hazar Sadam. Possibly that's why the Torah would tell us, Lo Yavdil, that in Tzarech L'Havdil Kamar, that there's actually no requirement to cut both Simanim, the Gabi Bar Nami, Misvar Havamina, the Chai L'Chaseisai, the Chiksiv L'Chasenu, Ein Tzorech L'Chaseisai Kamar, and similarly, B'negei Abar, it would be a Svar that one has to cover up his bar, and therefore, if the Torah states, V'Lei Chasenu, one would have had a Havamina, that the Torah is telling us that one is not required to cover his bar, ayin sham. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalam Beis, as the Mishnah taught us, but again, that lechatchil is a requirement to do mitzvah on the Rosh, as well as to do mitzvah adam on the guf of the oif. However, the Mishnah teaches us that although mitzvah dam of the guf is ma'akev, but mitzvah dam of Rosh is not ma'akev, and as the Mishnah stated, mitzvah dam of Rosh v'le mitzvah dam aguf psula. However, mitzvah dam aguf v'le mitzvah dam Rosh, then kshira, and the Gemara begins, Tan Rabbanon, that was the makar for the din of the Mishnah. The Gemara states, oila, since in Pashas Vayikra b'negeid oila sa'if, the pasuk starts off, imen oif oila kabonin l'ashem. The Torah told us that we're speaking about oila sa'if, and then in the last pasuk in the parak, in pasuk Gedzayin, the pasuk states, v'shisa oisa b'chadafav lo yavdil, v'hikta oisa akoyanam izbecha ala itzim asher ala ish, oila hu ishirech nechayach l'ashem. And really, the Torah didn't have to tell us that this is an oila, as certainly we're speaking about the oila sa'if, and therefore the words oila hu are extra, and therefore the Brisa dashes that when the Torah states oila, so we learn out, the Torah is teaching us that this oila is kasha as long as you did mitzvah adam of the guf, even though you didn't do mitzvah adam roish. The Brisa continues, yachol afal pisha mitzvah adam roish v'loy mitzvah adam aguf, that one would think that the oila would be kasha even if one only did mitzvah adam roish and did not do mitzvah adam aguf, and therefore the pasuk uses the extra lashon of oila hu in order to teach us an exclusion that it is only a proper oila if one actually did mitzvah aguf. The Gemara is bothered, my Talmudah, we have one ribui and one miut. How do you know that Yishmi Ma'abba, that an oila could be proper even if one didn't do mitzvah dam reish? And how do you know that we mayit and an oila is puzzle if one doesn't do mitzvah dam aguf? The Gemara answers, Am Ravina, Mistavra, Rave Dam Bil Guf Shrichi, as it makes sense that since Rave of the blood of a bird is in its body, so therefore the Torah would tell us that we have to do mitzvah dam aguf, and the mitzvah dam reish is not as important, and therefore if one does mitzvah dam aguf and doesn't do mitzvah dam reish, it would still be kosher. However, if one does mitzvah dam reish and doesn't do mitzvah dam aguf, then the oil would be pasul. Hadlach kachi kachim, hadlach kachi kachim, hadlach kachi kachim, and we will stop over here.